Good evening, everyone. I have a background actually in inspection and maintenance in oil and gas industry. So I was always that person who needs to go walk around, climbing up the stairs, take a bunch of photographs and carry around a hard drive of information, reports, like x-ray, all the photograph, everything, and trying to figure out all the whole life cycle of where's this point, this area, what happened in the past, why is it happening now, and what could we do to actually fix it in the future. And that's like kind of my personal frustration. And then I came to study in the UK and I looked more into drone technology in general. And back then, it's around 5 years ago, that I start seeing like it could be much easier to fly this drone around to replace my job of capturing all this data. So I come up with an intuitive way that you can point the drones to move it around in the air, right, like Harry Potter, practically. But 5 years ago, in order to have this intuitive controlling system, the industry and the people itself still very, very scared of it. People like the idea, people think it's amazing, but no actual drone operator would pick it up and actually use it in their work. And that made me realize one thing. I understand the key research, what technology can do. The most important thing is what would people actually willing to adopt, willing to use at this point in time. And that's how I come up with a technology that we currently become tricked right now. So it's a 3D analytics software for structural inspections. So instead of focusing on controlling drone, we're focusing on how we can utilize the data that we capture from drones or from other devices, and how we can best utilize that in mainly survey and inspection. So in the past couple of years, the technology has been going super fast. Instead of we collecting some data, we put it down, stick a SD card into a computer, and start processing it and need to wait days or up to weeks in order to see any result. We can now utilize a lot of cloud computer technology to actually upload everything up into the cloud and process it super fast and stream it back down to see the result of it. But cloud computing is already old. Right now, you can do these, most of it, in real time. You can have real time streaming and seeing on the other side of the world what the drone is seeing. You can actually do 3D modeling in real time. You can do a lot of 3D analytic, a lot of machine learning, detecting problem, detecting defect, detecting trend in real time. But one of the key problems is not only do you can do this, but how you can actually see it, see the result, see the data. Because as you fly, as you go, as you collect data, the data get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's almost impractical to actually seeing this or visually get access to this, to see anything at all. And this go along the same way. Either you're going through a computer, and people right now want to use tablet when they go on site, people are looking into VR, AR technology. What can you do to actually stream this massive data that you generate and can do it in almost close to real time to have beyond visual line of sight enabled? And this is kind of what we do. So what triggers is a cloud platform that helps people create digital twin and enable a 3D AI for asset management or other data analytic tools. What we do is we can convert photograph from drones into a digital 3D model. But not only that, you can combine this with other data type. So you can have laser scanner, either flying laser scanner on the ground. You can have people snap a bunch of photo with their mobile phone. You can have a design drawing, other IoT sensor. But the key important thing is how you can combine this multiple type of data in order to overlay on top of one another and see those informations, because each type of information on its own is not as useful as comparing it all together. So what we focus on is how to utilize the drone and compare with something that they're currently using right now or something that can be on the ground and make it a way that it can store in the cloud but also encrypt it in a way that you can stream this terabyte of data and see it online as well. So that any analytic, any 3D AI you can do, everything can be hosted on the cloud, interacted on the cloud, and see it on the cloud. these are a couple of like kind of like basic, oh, it didn't go through. I just realized that, really sorry. Let me figure that out. There we go. Oh, sorry about that. I've been talking for a very long time, apparently. So what a platform-based version that we can do that we recently launched earlier this year is enable you to upload any data up, and you can generate a 3D models and it pin you on like a customized Google map so that you can gradually zoom in, and from that 2D map, you can see a 3D model. And you can use this model as almost like a digital twin that can store other type of data and use it to interactively pull up information and data and make annotations, measurement, or the analytic through cloud platform and view it through any tablets or any mobile device. In deep 3D mapping or 3D modeling technology, people start off with using desktop computer to process it. Right now you can do cloud computing using pictures, but what I see is the future that you can do real-time mapping. When a drone flies, and you can gradually see the 3D model being generated in real time in your hand. And this is a very crucial thing that enables a lot of beyond visual line of sight. If you can see a real result of what the data you would end up having, it's much easier for you to calculate doing other autonomous flight, telling it where to fly, where to go. And what we gradually do is from picture, we start letting people to use video to process all this data. From processing in the cloud, we start processing in real time. And with that, it's very easy to link it up with a drone to get a live streaming from any drone data in order to create a real-time 3D model. In any data visualization, we also enable people to combine it with multiple other types of data. You can have drone data, you can have laser scanner, you can have handheld camera. We figure out a way that let people automatically align all this information together. So it could be a team that flying drone to get the roof, it's another team to do laser scanner to get everywhere on the ground, and there would be another guy who take a snapshot photo of a close-up image. All of these should be able to locate in one 3D digital twin, and it should be on top of the same area that people can interact and see through multiple layers of data. We also built a way that let people use it, 3D model as an interactive tools. And one of the key problems I usually found is that when I have a bunch of photographs when I was doing inspections, I want to see this corner of this building. I want to see all the photos in the past 10 years of this point, but I end up having 20, 30 folder and files that I need to go through and open one at a time to try and pull it up. This building has 2,500 photos. All the close-up photo of the window look exactly the same. It's almost impossible for you to tell the photo you're seeing where it's actually come from. And this is what we come from the people actually utilizing the data. So we built it in so that you can click anywhere on the 3D structure and it pull up every single photograph, every single laser scanning, every single information that see those points. This means not only that you can easily search your information right now, but you can compare exactly the same point through time in the past and also predict trend in the future as well. We still add on other kind of measurement tool that let you make annotation measurements online through a cloud, like to a tablet platform like a web app. And the key important thing is we build it in so that you can share the 3D information and also can print it out to a simple, typical 2D printable report. I've used to be the one working in that industry. It doesn't matter how fancy the technology is. I still want to print the report up, put a signature down to get paid in the end of the day. Even though it may sound slightly a bit backward, but I think the key important thing is for us as people provide technology, how to build it in so that people don't need to change their workflow, but people can gradually adopt new technology through time. And this is one simple but very key important thing that get a lot of our clients start utilizing drone and start utilizing 3D technology. And that comes down to another important thing. You can use a drone to map a building or the whole town. We have a client sending us 30 terabytes of data. it's even hard for any one single computer even open it up. So we figure out a way to optimize it so that you can dynamically see different resolutions as you go. Like a Google map, when you zoom in, they load more and more information for you to see. So you can have a whole town and you can see the picture of a 3D model of a whole town. And you can also zoom it in and load more and more pixels as you zoom in. So a different way to have people dynamically see and consume this large data set is quite crucial. And not only that, you need to enable them to do it on any kind of platform. People on the ground would not be carrying out a desktop computer that have super high power, high specification to do all these. It needs to be light enough so that there's no limitations of what hardware need to be used in order to consume this information. I come from Thailand, we're a developing country. Any technology that's amazing hardware and amazing software is great. But I want to make something that people in my country can use without spending a fortune. This is the key important things of how to optimize all this high tech in order to be something that people can use. And we recently finished an Innovate UK grant from the Department for Transport. To combine this, not only the people can do it with web-based or tablet, but also stream it in a VR environment as well. So right now, the technology is possible for you to come up with a 3D cloud database that not only you can do it in web app, but you can stream the same information through VR AR, which typically you need to download everything down first before you put a VR headset on. That means your data is never actually live. In this way, someone can use a computer to make annotations or discuss about a certain point. Another one can be in an actual VR environment, seeing the same information happening live in real time. We do this with data from Network Rail, so this is still like a kind of a proof of concept of what else can do they do more with their data, because they're already collecting a lot of data, combining with drones, with the dashboard camera on their train, but it's a different way of how you can open up the usability and accessibility of the technology, depend on different level of people, how much they're comfortable in consuming what type of data. And we also built in other 3D AI that enables you to do a lot more. So you can do any defect detections or object recognition in real time from a live feed video. This means if you stream a live feed video of any drone data, you can do this in real time as well. We also have a lot of people start using to track progress, track change, and it can map the same routes very quickly with the same accuracy, and you can create this, it's almost like a heat map. So it analyzes it for you in 3D of what the change is, and this can be linked with other things as well. So it can be linked with other project management, it can be linked with costs, it can be linked with any other forecast of resource. And with this kind of automated way of detecting problem, detecting change, there's a lot more you can do to predict in the future of where the project's going to be delayed, what's happening in the future, and you can predict, you can prevent things from happening. And it's not only building, we see a lot of things happening in digital constructions, especially in the past year, and it seems to be the next couple of years as well. But we also seeing it in a lot of other infrastructure, especially in rail industry, bridge inspections, and recently a lot of transmission tower and cell tower. With the 5G up and coming, we see a lot more people actively looking into a way to digitally map all the assets that they have in order to figure out what more equipment they can put on, how fast they can move installing equipment for 5G. And we see this not only in the UK, but across other countries throughout Europe and in Asia as well. So the opportunity of using drone-based technology or digital 3D data is massive, but there's still possibility of technology and also acceptability from the people who are actually using it that need to both be considered at the same time. So as the regulation go, I think a lot need to be taken into account of what we people are comfortably going to be using or how we can gradually enforce people to adopt new technology without changing them too much. Because we see that major pushback in construction industry in the past 3 years, And right now, with the kind of funding the UK government support, encouraging a lot of large enterprise to try digital technology, we start seeing a lot more people be open-minded when they start using it, they start seeing the benefit and gradually change their behavior. And I think we will discuss a lot more later today as well. So thank you.